Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A new radio show called Catherine Bohart, Who Runs the World, a comedy show about women in politics. Yes, that's possible. It took some work, but it's possible. Please listen. The second episode is out this Sunday at 7:15 on BBC Radio 4, and you can catch up on the first episode on the BBC website.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they look great. Do you have a new brown?
No, but...
Are you due on?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they're rugged.
They're like,
what's
so
up with
round
them?
Today.
They really are. And they look higher somehow. Are they higher?
Maybe they're higher.
Have you tightened the straps?
No, they're still loose.
It's a V-neck t-shirt, which maybe is like, maybe you've just noticed them because you're not wearing a Disney jumper.
Either, okay.
No, I just mean like, it's hard. You can't really appreciate them when they, look, I'm just saying when the girls aren't out, they're not going to get any praise.
I don't know, every now and again, I just sort of like remember
that they're spectacular.
That I have amazingly big breasts and it's just like,
yeah.
Oh. I imagine it's the same if you've got a big pair of balls and you just sort of like constantly just like,
yeah.
You know, like,
Helen,
no?
The only thing I will say, and I'm sure it is the same as having big balls, except that you don't constantly sit on your boobs. That's somebody else's job.
That's like, no, to look forward to. Give me 20
don't
years.
Don't promise. My question is,
yes.
Could you stop because I think you're like two more squeezes away from turning yourself on again. And when we can't get a podcast done, we can't get it done.
I had... the biggest wank last night.
Oh my God. Like, hello and welcome to episode 107 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where, yeah, I guess we tell you about our freaking perfect lives and our giant wanks. And then we talk to a guest, or in this case today, we do a mailbag special because we're late on replying to so many of our listeners' problems and we're very excited to. But first, let's find out why Helen Bauer had such a big wank last night, because regardless of whether or not I ask her, she will be telling me.
Through the fog. Step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Helen Bauer.
Hello. Last night. Hello. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Andrew.
You're doing your sweet voice.
Hello. I was listening to a short history of podcast about the Magna Carta. Oh, my
Has
God.
That really got you
King
going?
King John was bad.
Yeah, no
like,
doubt.
Like, oh, my. Is he the one that's in Robin Hood?
Yes. Very
Fuck
good
me.
Reference.
Yeah, I was listening to History of the Magna Carta to go to sleep to.
High taxes.
High, but Catherine,
I
he
know.
Starved people
Gouged
to death.
Gouged people for that. Yeah, horrendous.
There were these French soldiers, which I wouldn't fucking feed them either. Fucking French. But no, shout out to our French
listeners.
All they
need is a little bit of bread and cheese.
Just a little bit of cheese and petit peu.
S'il vous plaît.
What's cheese and...
Fromage.
Fromage. Un petit peu fromage pour moi. And they were in jail in like Salisbury and they escaped and he was like, ah, to starve them. And it's like, that's just shoot them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be quick with it.
Not wanting to waste the money of a bullet. Wow.
So I was listening to that.
Wait, do they have bullets then in those same traditions?
No, but arrows.
Yeah, okay, got you.
The OG bullet, the arrow. Am I right?
Something to think
about. I'm not wrong, Andrew. So I was like, listen.
Sorry,
to
I'm confused.
That.
Bullets. Do we mean with guns and not? We're not back to your wank.
What no. We so the wank, okay. The wank's coming. So I say, listening. I got that a bit late. Listening to the history of the Magna Carta, which is it's interesting, but it's like it's not interesting enough, right? So I was like falling asleep, but it wasn't really happening. And then I was like, God, I haven't had a wank. Wait, have I wanked today? Oh my God, I haven't wanked in like 2 days.
So it's like, 2 days long for you to go, yeah. Like, really?
So I started like just like rubbing the clit, just like just being like, oh, is there anything
Helen,
there? Like, do we have
Helen,
anything?
Your mother listens to this podcast sometimes.
No, not all the time.
Well, are you trying to
well,
get
well, my mother
pregnant?
Taught me how to wank. So if anything, shout out Anne Bauer. Thank you for all the tips.
Oh my God. My
you're
biggest...
right. The best one I ever have will be myself. Like, you know.
My mom used to say that. And also my mom used to talk about, okay, I know you say palm here, but we say Pam. And she used to always talk about Pam and her five sisters are your best friends.
What?
Pam.
Yeah.
And her five sisters.
Oh, I bet. Oh my.
Thank you, mother. Thank you so much. Okay, but she's
in
not
England,
wrong.
We just use the two. But
oh my God.
Maybe Irish woman, you've got bigger, like, just like scrubbing away. I'm so sorry. That was weird. Okay.
Did you just say is that the roundabout way of saying my mother has a giant fanny?
Yeah. Well, sort of like a clit that needs to be scrubbed, not rubbed. It's a difference.
What's
between.
Wrong with her? How dare you? You're going to meet her next May and you'll have to be sorry.
And I cannot wait.
She doesn't listen to this.
She'll be charmed
I don't
by
listen
me.
To this. I could hardly expect her to. Oh my God.
Shout out to both of our mums, obviously.
Obviously.
Shout out.
Shout out. Back to wanking?
Okay.
Shout out to our mums.
So then I gave it a little rub and I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking steaming. I'm ready to go. But like, I was like, well, I'm not going to get my laptop and get any porn up. I'm already in bed, right? I just like went pure imagination.
We have a new producer, Alex, with whom you just keep making constant intense eye contact.
To make him feel welcome.
And it's crazy.
If I don't look at him, he doesn't feel like he's a person.
It just feels crazy on this story to be so intensely locking eyes when Alex is just trying to do his job. Just like, look
sorry,
at,
Alex.
I'm your co-host. Look at me.
Look at me.
Who am I?
Look at me. You're Helen. Me. Okay.
Look at me.
Don't quit. Andrew put a lot of effort into finding you, please.
No, he didn't. They're childhood friends. He found
shut
the-
up! Don't make people think we're working to this. Okay, so I'm rubbing away. Imagination. But I just like it just takes me longer to get there because I'm like half the Magna Carta is still playing and then I'm trying to get there and then King John's starving people and it's hard to like... People like, do you know what I mean?
Why didn't you turn off the
so it was
podcast?
A long, I did eventually, but I already started. Then you've got to get your hand over. It's a whole, Catherine, please. And you've got to remember, I'm sleeping on the floor at the moment because I broke my bread. My, broke,
broke.
Broke my bed. That's not easy,
why
is it?
Why did you say it like a tongue twister? Broke my bed, 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 broke my bed. It's not that hard, you know.
Central School of Speech and
Thank
Drama.
Thank you so much for having me. Royal. I'm not a royalist, but I will say Royal Central School. I fucking hated that place.
Alumni, Catherine Bohart, Judy Dench.
Good God. But I also won't go to any of their alumni events because I don't enjoy them. I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, no.
But shout out to Judy. Anyway, shout out to our moms.
I came. But it was like, it was a long journey. So like, I think what has been the opening of this podcast, I don't think I could turn myself on right now because I've drained myself.
That's
what's it cool when you like drain the custard shooter? Like, you know, when it's like,
it.
You're like a spot
why
that's
are
just
you
done,
like
it's empty.
This? I think drained,
I'm running on zero.
Drained is the word. You don't need another more disgusting version of drained.
We love to see our women satisfied in the year of our Lord 2023. We love to.
I could see less of it if the it is you being satisfied, to be honest, may I say? I could. Come here.
I woke up this morning happy. That's what we all wanted.
It is, to be fair. And I'm in a good mood too.
Why are you in a good mood, Catherine?
Oh, God, it's the worst reason ever. You're going to be
it's
so annoyed.
It's exercise class.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that.
Okay.
I just went out in the sun this morning for a walk and I haven't done that in ages.
So good.
And I was like, fuck, this is annoyingly helpful.
Was there sun in North London?
Yeah, and I just thought, that's why I went, because I was like, shit, it might be raining in an hour. Yeah. Let me go. Because I do need to get a sad lamp. But can I say, the idea of walking into a shop, because I probably need advice, but the idea of walking into a shop and asking for a sad lamp for my sad little life, for a sad little woman, it's just so bleak.
You buy it online.
But I don't know which kind.
I will send you a link to the one I have. I've got one that's like sad lamp, so it does the bright lights for like the vitamin D, like endorphin effect, and it's also got an infrared setting, which can like help in the evening, just to like wind you down for the day, help with stress levels.
Okay.
So like it's got both. Like you want that. Okay. And like, yes, they can go up in prices all the way to the top. You don't need a really, really expensive one.
I don't know if Ellen will let me have it in the new house because she has a like no ugly things rule. She only lets me have out things that she thinks are pretty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is a woman's good mental health ugly?
I think so. I think she actually likes me. Sad now. Oh my God, although I won a battle. Okay, so the reason I'm still moving house, by the way, I know this has been taking centuries, is that the house that we're moving into needs work. And so she's doing this 2-week build. By the way, she keeps saying the weirdest shit. Last night I was like, do you need me to help her stay? And she was like, I actually really need to be alone right now because it's like very special time. And I was like, what? And she's like, I just need to like drink my beer and like sand the walls. It's like quite like special to me. And I was like, she's like communing with the walls. It's so crazy. But she like likes getting inside the walls. She's like taking all the crap off the walls, taking the things on the end of the walls off. What are they called?
Skirting.
Thank you so much. And I don't know, she's just like, she really wants to have like fixed everything to make it perfect.
In the rental property,
yeah,
she's going inside the walls.
The woman is, because the place is, to be fair, it's a beautiful, but it's old, and she is doing this 2-week build. She has a schedule, all of which I love, except that I'm not in control, so I hate. She's notebooking me, is what she keeps saying, basically.
What's notebooking?
Well, because I was like, I could live here if certain things changed, and now she's like come up with a huge plan to do it, make it exactly how I want it, except with her own. She's notebooking me if, you know, in the notebook, she's like, I want a white house or with like blue.
Okay, vaguely. I haven't seen it in years.
Well, it's like that if he were like, I will give you a yellow house to my own specifications and none of your choices will be involved. So it's that, and I am excited to see it, and she's making lots of hot content that she won't put online because she's not online, so I will put it up
like builder's stuff.
Yeah, she's like filming herself
like ass
walls.
Hanging out.
No,
like
she,
coughing
no.
out dust.
No, she wears a mask.
Fleming everywhere.
No.
You know that hot builder content?
No, it's more like lesbian in Dickie's boiler jumpsuit doing, a boiler suit doing lots of DIY. It's actually very exciting. Yeah, it's a good time. But all of this is to say that I had a win. I don't know if she's exhausted from the sheer physical effort of it all, but the other day, as a joke, because she hates, and I mean hates, my colour-coded books in my house. So as a joke,
we all have problems with them.
As a joke, she was like, whatever you do, they're not going that way. So I was just like bringing her books down from into the new office and putting mine in. And as a
the
joke.
The new office. Wait, what is happening here?
So we have two rooms.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be an office.
One of them's going to be an office. Yeah. One, okay. Or Helen's room.
Oh, no, it's going to have a blow up bed for Helen. Yeah. Of course. Warder bed if the Patreons donate enough. Yeah. But wait, so I am bringing down the books and I just thought, oh, it'll be funny if she comes in and all the books are color coded. It took me so much longer than I expected. I spent
for
like
a funny joke. But that classic Catherine prank. I'm going to color code everything. Zinged. You've been zinged by a woman with OCD and mental health problems. I've color coded the bookcase. Zing. Oh, and how we laughed.
But wait, you're missing the point. She was zinged. She was zinged. She was horrified and laughed. And then I laughed so much that I cried.
After 3 hours of work, worth it.
But I did. I laughed till I cried so much. But then she liked it.
How is that not funny? I don't get it. I want to be supportive of this, but that's just not funny.
Because you should have seen her face.
You're crying. Zinged. They're all red on the top shelf.
How did you know? Oh, no, it's because her face.
It's a rainbow,
she
isn't
was
it?
So red. Annoyed. She was so annoyed, and it really made me laugh. Anyway.
Mental health jokes are the funniest.
Oh, but then she let me keep it.
Oh, good. Yeah,
I
you
won.
Put 3 hours in.
Oh, okay, well, I really have to be there.
Okay. No, I'm sure it was really lol.
Sorry, I really just realised who I am. Oh, God.
Now?
Yeah, just now when you're like, I really, but she really did laugh. Whew, okay, sorry, wow. So you had a big wank.
It's so mad to me that you are figuring out these things about yourself as we go along. You're okay. We're just fanning her down with pig coasters. You're okay, darling.
Ooh, I think I need a second.
So that must have been so funny. And then what I'm trying to say with love is usually like people do things like hide behind a door and jump out, you know? Or
but this was scarier, like, because she hates it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I took the curtains down, washed them and put them back up. But I showed her.
No, but it's the opposite. It's if I
deep cleaned the fridge.
No, but she hates it, so it was like a jump scare.
Yeah.
And then the sweet panic. She really panicked that all of our books were mixed up. It's like I'd like married her in her sleep. You know, that
Catherine,
kind of
I'd love you to play a prank on me. I've got a lot of stuff that needs to be done at my flat. Please.
I'll come round and prank your flat.
Are you excited to having a new flat to decorate
wow,
for Christmas time?
I cannot breathe.
I would get you an inhaler, but I haven't got time.
No, look, obviously this is like really difficult as a challenge for a person with OCD moving into a house with other people is.
Yeah, but you can decorate for Christmas. Is that exciting?
Oh God, what is wrong with me?
You're just very emotional from the being seen. You haven't cried, laughed like that since, do you remember that conversation we had outside of the Dean Street Elizabeth line?
Oh my God,
because
you said my brother is my parents' favourite sibling, which makes sense because he's sensible and has a good job and lives near home and I'm crazy.
No, it's because he's an easy raise.
That's what it was. And it also made sense. Oh my God. All of this is to say I'm almost done moving.
But are you excited to decorate a new house for Christmas?
So excited.
I think that's the most exciting thing about moving is being like, oh, I can now do this.
I'm very excited to unpack. That's the bit I love packing has been the most stressful experience of my life.
Folding things and putting them neatly.
But finding houses for clothes, little homes for shoes, little spaces for trinkets. I can't wait. That's it. One, it's really exciting. Yeah, I love to put my trinkets out.
Aww.
I have a biscuit tin, well, like a it's like porcelain biscuit dish, I guess, a cookie jar that was in my granddad's house for my dad's whole life. So it's almost 100 years old, he thinks.
Stop it, that's quite so cool. Nice.
So that's just an Irish thing. I don't break that. Yeah, it is.
I didn't realise it was until I saw, you know that guy, is it Garen? You shared him the other
Garen,
day.
Garen, he's so funny.
So funny. It's like Instagrammer. And like,
I he's so funny.
One of his videos, I think it was him. And it was
Garen
like,
Noon.
How do you... say you're Irish without like telling them, and he was like, this, he held up a biscuit tin and went, this is a sewing kit.
Yes,
and
yes!
Then, but like, we yes! had that in my house growing oh up as God, well, yes. And we're not fucking Irish.
No, but it's like,
did that start with you
but
guys?
It's like, it's a sewing kit, it's a like first aid kit, it's also the place where we keep all the, it's a medicine tin, it's a, like, it's everything.
Just biscuit tins are everything.
Oh, it's biscuit tins all around the house.
Similar
for
thing
multiple purposes.
For my trinkets. So I've got like my granny's, my mum's mum's, like, you know those like glass sets that people used to have, and yeah, it's like
sorry,
candlestick.
Sorry, I can't think about how I thought I pranked
someone. Because it's so lame, and I will be calling Ellen up in the break about this. And it's like got all the drinkers on it, and then in Leeds last week, yeah. I met a couple of lovely listeners who I met the year before in Leeds, and they do have some gifts for all of you from them as well. But
whoa.
I'll do that in the extras.
Which city limits?
No, Hyde Park Book Club.
Love
but
Hyde
I did
Park
promo
Club.
Your show at the end of mine because the
nice.
Night before I was in New York and your show had gone on sale that day.
Thank you, Angel.
And I got to the end of it and I was like, oh, there's got something else. And then I was like, I couldn't think. I was like, I think I plugged the podcast. And then your lovely Al, who runs those venues, who's also
yeah.
doing your tour up there, like ran towards the stage with a piece of paper and be like, Catherine Bohart on sale now, this
oh.
venue. And I was like, oh, yes, yes. And the whole
what
audience were like,
nice
you fucking
man.
Moron.
No, that's so nice.
So you have been plugged up there.
That's
but,
nice. yeah, that's not how I'd phrase that.
Not in the cunt!
What? No one thinks plug and then cunt.
No, but, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely but.
Okay, you've been plugged.
Cunt
in a, plugged. In a work way. Okay. Unless it's your work vibe, in which case, slay. But I was, I got given a trinket dish by an audience member and it was, okay.
Cute.
It's the box was Disney, Mary Poppins.
Oh, for the love of God.
And it, I was like, already just like,
yeah.
And it's Mary Poppins' umbrella upside down, and it's a china dish for trinkets of Mary Poppins' umbrella. How charming.
That is charming. I'm yeah. charmed. I'm charmed.
And then I polished it and went, you've been pranked. Yeah. Sorry.
Shall we get into the mailbag?
I'd love to.
Oh, speaking of things that people have sent into us, can I say this? No one needs to send me the Amsterdam dad blowjob story again. What? Thank you so much to all of the listeners who did. Multiple people sent me a video being like, you and Helen will love this. And it's the story, it's a series of voice notes.
I've seen it.
Oh yep. My God. And listen, thank you. Yes. Yes. Did I enjoy it? Yes. But like, did I expect 100 people I don't know to send me a story? Jeff, if, quick summation, if you haven't heard it, it's basically a woman telling a story about how she was on a like joint stag and hen in Amsterdam. This girl gets really drunk on the bride-to-be gets really drunk on... Is that right?
No, no, someone on the hen.
Someone on the hen yeah. gets really drunk, goes to one of those peeping... like peepholes.
No, goes to the toilet, and it's like an Amsterdam club, so the toilet has a glory hole.
Thank you.
And she's like, oh, okay, like, I'm just on holiday, like, I'm yeah. really fucked, like, drunk, like, why not? So, like, opens it, dick comes through and goes like, aha, okay, like, why not?
Yeah.
Starts noshing it off.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they come out of the toilet, and it's
no, 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 that's not it. There's an option to press a button if you want to
that's
see the...
That's it, that's
they
it.
They both press the button and it's her dad, and then everyone has to go home because trauma.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for that. But I've now heard it, I'd say. Enough. Enough now.
I feel like whenever there's a trend on Instagram that like ticks one of the boxes of things we talk about, like I get Disney videos, like the same one like 5 times, and then at the moment I get
and then
the...
7 months later I send it to you and you're like yeah. for fuck's sake, learn how to use Instagram.
But at the moment, are you getting the one of like you know, the grandma singing on the piano and the little Muppet coming in like, could she be any cuter?
Andrew's nodding. Who's I'm not because
we're
not
called Nanaland.
Yeah. We're not on the same Instagram. No.
Oh no.
Andrew, today is a mailbag special.
Indeed.
Do you want to tell us any updates?
We have updates, we have comments, we have stories, we have everything. The mailbag is overflowing.
Ooh. Okay, great. I'm only open to comments if they're compliments.
Oh yes, no, I screen and delete anything
Thank
negative,
you so
don't
much.
Worry.
May I just say, there's been a lot of negativity lately.
Do people email in negative comments?
Very, very rarely, very rarely.
Of course they do. Well, have you not seen the reviews? People don't always like us.
Can you please
okay.
leave us nice reviews? Because if yes. you're leaving a nasty review on a free product, you're fucking mad.
You're also mean. Forward
me the nasty emails. I'd love to respond.
I don't want any of
those. I deliberately not only bin them, I also delete them forever so that we cannot touch them.
I actually don't have the login for the email, do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Was that a group choice?
No, I think you were sent it.
Hello.
I think you were sent it.
Oh, yeah. I've lost it.
Yes, yeah. That's I'll resend it to you.
Okay.
But no, it's very, very rare. Genuinely, people are very, very lovely. And that is a good reminder, though. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star review.
And on Spotify. Why not?
You can't review on Spotify.
Oh, no, but they can leave us stars.
Can they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've got like 800 reviews.
Well, there we go. Thank you. I'm so glad somebody is producing this podcast.
But write nice ones on Apple. Thank
yes,
you.
Yeah. People write mean you. Ones on Apple,
they
mainly
do.
About me. They don't like
well,
me.
Well, it used to be mean about me and now it's shifted. Do you yeah. remember like the beginning days?
Yeah.
It's awful.
I think it's okay. I think it's... I think
she's
they...
not shrill, she's Irish. Well, and I'm sick of saying it.
If you like, we can start with a very nice, earnest one to sort of...
We'll take it. Yeah. Also, it genuinely is fine. I think just when you're having a bad day already and you're like, whoa, this isn't a compulsory listen, like... We're not playing it in your ears without you choosing. Yeah. You don't have to listen. It's okay. We're
also,
loves.
Both of us do need to work on when we're having a bad day. Not
yeah, I like to go punish myself online. Go on, Andrew.
And then create crazy pranks.
This might be a very earnest handbrake term, but I think it's a nice one to just remind you both that you are loved broadcasters.
Thank you. Wow, we're both fine and well. We don't have that massive... No, but it is hard to, like... God, oh my, I'm not going to moan. You're all tremendous.
This is from C.
Hi, C.
Hi, C.
I see you.
This is very much a thank you, and this is from C. There's a bit of pre-stuff that's not relevant, and then I hope you'll forgive me, as this message is going to be long and somewhat heavy. But...
Well, we know they're one of our listeners.
It's
Let's go.
Catherine Bohart test.
For context, I've suffered from some serious mental illnesses and disorders for the past 13 years. I left school at 14 due to these issues and basically ended up removing myself from the world as I couldn't bring myself to leave the house.
Yeah.
I could barely interact with people, even my parents or my sister, without having a panic attack. Despite this, however, there was a part of my soul that desperately craved friendship and joy, acceptance and understanding. For 10 years, I deprived myself of all of these things, and I suffered badly because of it. And then one day, a couple of years ago, you started a podcast. And I realized that I both wanted and deserved more than what I'd been letting myself have. However, with a hell of a lot of therapy and medication, I'm slowly building confidence, and I'm beginning to somewhat reintroduce myself to society and the outside world. I also recently realised that I owe quite a bit of this new self-confidence to this podcast.
Stop.
I saw two people who could identify with who I could identify with, who were living their lives and pursuing careers and building friendships, despite not being perfect. And I thought to myself, maybe I can live my life.
Sorry, I knew that was going
to... Andrew, this might be for a different podcast.
No, this is for us.
I think somebody sent this to the wrong email.
Of course, because
Catherine is perfect, though.
Thank you so much. Go on.
We share our perfect lives. And I thought to myself, maybe I can live my life. It was like an epiphany. In Helen, I saw someone who was so confident and sure of themselves. I saw someone who's not afraid to take up space. I'm also quite a big lass with a big bosom.
Yes, girl.
Would you like the specific bust measurements? It's been offered.
Yeah. Yes.
38kk bust.
Fuck off.
Girl.
For years, I felt
no
so...
wonder you
Jesus
can't...
Christ.
That has to be a slow reintroduction to the world. The world is not ready.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
It's like a bouncy castle.
That's
brilliant.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
On the bright side, you don't even have to have a personality when you're out there. My God. I'll do anything you say.
For years, I felt self-conscious about my height and size, and I still do sometimes. Even as a child, I was afraid to insert myself into conversations or conflicts as I felt people would feel uncomfortable. Helen, however, showed me that I can be big and bold and to own who I am. I can be powerful and stand out, and if people don't like it, then fuck them.
Yeah.
In Catherine, I saw someone who, whilst not necessarily having the same diagnoses, has gone through some similarly awful experiences with their mental health, yet has been able to learn to coexist with them. At least from an outside
I've
perspective.
I've actually turned them into a kind of a prank thing now.
Such a fucking loser, Catherine.
It's kind of a prank vibe for me now, so...
Zing!
At least from an outside perspective, I see how she has learned to work with them and how she does not let them stop her from living her life. She seems to be able to use her need for perfection and control to both organise her life, her self-care and her career, whilst also caring for others.
Oh, it still tanks a day once a week. Don't worry, my love. It's still real hard, so... Go on.
I see someone who, despite having things go tits up and fighting against her, is still able to live the life she deserves.
Aww.
For me, watching your podcast is like having a sleepover with my best buds. The rambling conversations where you start chatting and all of a sudden it's 4 hours later and you've somehow talked about everything from what you want for tea to your deepest, most innermost feelings. Lastly, I don't think I could have been able to have written this letter, which is probably embarrassing, long and full of errors.
It's not, heaven.
Not at all. It's actually
it's so nice.
Really well written.
It's so good, nice.
Yeah. It's very lovely. Without the warmth and kindness and acceptance that the two of you, and Andrew and Em, and everyone else involved with this podcast has shown to both one another and all of us listeners.
Everyone else. It's like she knew we had a new Alex. This is so good.
This is crazy.
I once again ask you to forgive me for this obnoxiously long letter, but I just feel I needed to let you know how much you have helped not only me, but so many others with your podcast. A very thankful hog, C.
You have to ask for forgiveness for sending in a lovely
that's
message.
That's so nice. But I think I said this the other night on our YouTube gig, our Zoom gig. I don't think anybody starts listening to our podcast on a good day. No one's like, you know what? I'm thriving. Let me check it out. Everyone's like, I was in the worst possible mindset I could have ever. The worst day of my life. I picked up. So genuinely, actually fine. Great. Fucking great. I'm glad that we can help.
And from your Auntie Catherine and your Auntie Helen, we're very proud of you.
So proud
it's
of you.
It's not easy to get back out into the world no. once you've left it. But good for you for doing
it's
it.
It's so hard.
It's tricky, so hard. But you're doing it. And it's just like one day at a time.
Yeah. And also like, your retreat can remain a safe like place. You can, as in like I have to disappear for a couple of days every now and then, mm-hmm. and I don't always. It doesn't always go. I know it's crazy because I am perfect, but I no, look, I'm obviously like struggling. And like, say, for example, moving house is, wow.
And being an introvert is not a negative thing.
No, but also like you're trying, you're doing it. This is so exciting. I can't believe that all of you let me start that podcast with my hair pinned the way it was. That's what I was also thinking, but I'm a trash bag. And my brain never shuts up. But I fixed it now, so pranks on you.
And thank you, Steve.
And thank you, Steve. Jesus Christ. That really made me emoji. Are you feeling okay?
No, I've just got watery eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's okay, you can take up space.
No.
That's what you taught us all.
Ooh!
We're allowed to take up space. I love you. Hey, that's really nice, because... I think if you are hard on yourself, what I was trying to say earlier is not that like it's so nice that people listen, but it's really hard not to hear the complaints or the negativity as the loudest thing, even though it's just like one guy. So it's so nice. That's really gorgeous and beautifully put.
Yeah.
Yay. Also, this podcast has helped me. Christ alive. If your confidence is like even to the most like resistant, so infectious and contagious. It's helped me too.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
This podcast has helped me too.
Why? Because we pay for your new bed.
Yeah.
And Mexico. All right, Andrew.
Mexico.
My apologies.
Yo soy Helen. Por favor. How do you say next in Spanish?
Siguiendo.
Mm-hmm. Siguiendo. Mm-hmm. Like sigue.
Yeah.
Lol. Siguiendo.
Siguiendo. Por favor. Gracias.
Alex also speaks Spanish.
Hola, Alex. ¿Cómo está?
This is from Hannah.
I love how you said he also, and for it also to be true.
Like yeah. Three of us, fluent Spanish speakers. Estoy crazy. Estoy loco.
Oh, boy. Wow. You want us? We can speak French. No?
Okay, well, palate cleanser sounds unkind, but as something a bit different before we get into some more problems.
Let's start that again.
Yeah, thank you. Let me just, that's 29:20. Thank you for the cut.
That was a slight Andrew.
Anymore,
like.
So as we got, before we go into another problem and an update, we'll just have this as a little fun thing in the middle. This is from Hannah, who says, last Friday, I went to a medium evening and genuinely a pig.
How come it wasn't very good? Thank you.
Very good, very good.
I want this.
Zing! I'm so sorry. I'll be kind.
Why do you? Sometimes I'm like, why do you? Not just why do you podcast with me, but like, do you want to be friends?
I just think we just travel through life so differently. It's just like we've got such a different sense of humour. It's very pleasing. Sorry, go on. I love you so much.
Thank you for only touching me on my clothes and not my skin. Okay, we're ready, Andrew. What's this? This is an update?
No, it's a crazy thing.
It's Hannah.
We'd like your thoughts and reactions.
Okay. Oh, fabulous.
Went to a medium evening and genuinely a pig came through.
Huh?
A woman in her 70s used to have one pig each year they'd raise and eat for Christmas dinner, and the medium guy came out with it. It was intense. How did he know?
Well, that'll be the single most identifiable thing about that woman.
You think so? Very different reactions.
No, the pig spirit came through.
If she has any online presence, the pig thing will be her whole thing.
It's a 70-year-old woman. Surely she doesn't have a...
Andrew, I have an online presence. A 70-year-old woman could well have an online presence.
Perfect.
You're just shutting down the possibility of a medium, okay? They're very real things. Sunil had access to one yesterday and he didn't take it.
So many scams are done by mediums. Mm. So many.
But not the proper ones. Pigs, spirits present themselves as and when they choose. So the pig spirit probably thought, well, you know, we're coming up to that time
Wait
of year
a second.
Where I would have been slaughtered. I'm feeling very like I need to say my piece.
Wait, so... If pigs can come through a medium...
Any spirit can.
A spirit. A spirit relies presumably on the presence of a soul?
Yes.
So you think pigs have souls?
Everything has a soul.
Why do you eat them?
They're so yummy. Mm. They're so
interesting.
Yummy.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
I believe in souls, but I don't take care of them.
Yeah.
Not very good, is it?
Interesting. Well, that didn't happen. They just found it online.
Fair.
That's what I
Emma
think.
Black messaged me this morning being like, can we, I'm listening to the Penelope episode. I don't know why she listened to it now. It's absolutely mad.
Wow, Emma Black. Get up today, girl.
I know, or whether she's gone back. I don't know which
one. Presumably the 100th. Presumably the 100th. She's not
back. She wants,
she's not cycling back.
She's asked for a number for a private reading. But then she's
Em
like,
just laughed so hard.
It's because Em knows Emma Black. Em and Emma Black used to work together in a bar like Cute. Years ago. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen me this morning.
No way.
Yeah. Em and Emma Black are like old school buddies.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
God.
Really cute?
Yeah, that's fascinating. Go on.
What did she text you? Oh my God.
Yes, like, keep your secrets.
But then I do really want, because Sunil had access to a medium yesterday, but he didn't take up on the offer. Like where he was working, there was a medium on set for the day.
Was the medium offering though?
But yeah, the medium was like there for everyone as an option.
Why?
Just what, for fun.
Where was he working?
For fun. He was filming a TV show. Probably can't say which one it was.
And they just had a medium on set for
yeah,
fun?
Yeah, the director hired a medium on set just to like, you know, give everyone like for hump day.
That's it. What if you're, well, it's all very well and good, but what if your future is terrible?
That's the thing. That's why
How
I didn't go in.
How does that help you on
Because
hump
apparently
day?
Someone came out, like the sound lady, and was like, my life's going to fall apart. I'm going to have to do like 3 more hours of recording in tears.
That's just horrendous.
But don't you think I would love to do a set, like have a medium come talk to us, but I'm open to it, but I don't know if you'd want to talk to Spirit.
We wouldn't be talking to Spirit.
We would, well, through a medium, we'd be talking to Spirit.
No, we wouldn't.
Could you imagine if Lady Diana came in?
Helen, of course could Lady Diana would come in because that is the most like searchable thing about you. Like, what could they possibly tell us that they wouldn't be able to find online?
So much stuff.
We are the least private people I know.
I will be doing a private episode with a medium, Andrew.
I won't be producing, but sure.
Oh, no. Thank you, Alex.
Alex, like motherfucker.
Yeah, there we go. See, Em's up for the journey.
And I wish you well.
I wish you well.
I wish you well.
Come meet Spirit with me.
Fine.
Michael Jackson.
I don't want any of that.
I've got questions. Bloody hell.
Jesus
I've got a lot of
Christ.
Questions. Right, we have an update.
Yes.
An update from a listener.
You can't be friends with children. It's... Sorry, carry on.
You think... Oh, for the love of...
This is from M.
Hi, M.
So they emailed...
Do you have a friend? M&M?
So they emailed him a while ago, and we did solve their problem. And the problem was that at the start of the uni, I made friends with a guy who I soon started sleeping with, dating, and then in January he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yes,
things were going really well until the start of May when he seemed to really distance himself. He told me he lost feelings. I said I still really love him, and he lives opposite us and is.
I remember this one. Yes.
Yeah. So it was quite a recent problem we solved, I think. Dear Hogs, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my problem.
Yes.
The advice was very helpful, in particular Helen's advice to infest his house. Mm. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, probably releasing vermin in it would have
yeah,
been
Yeah, that was
suggestion.
Exactly what you said. Yeah,
that's
vermin,
our girl. Yeah. Brilliant. It sounds plausible.
Drive him away with vermin. Never failed me before.
Ewan.
What was Catherine's advice? Have a conversation, communication.
I wish you could do my accent just one time.
The summer break. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Alex. We actually got a dialect coach in to teach Helen how to do an Irish accent. So she's been professionally trained for that accent.
Oh, I did.
So, Em says,
now I walk down the street and everyone's like, where on the emerald oil is she from?
Oil. It's the way you say aisle. Oil.
Our John's a game on now.
Oh, somebody messaged us about that today.
Catherine Tate.
Yeah, somebody put in the Discord, the Trusty Hogs Pervert Forum, saying that they also have that vocal tick of doing Our John's a gay man now.
It's a classic vocal tick. Our John's a game on now. Fantastic!
Nice.
I need to break a new curtain.
It's so all over the shop. It's like, it gives me a headache, but it hurts my eyes.
Yeah, we do need to get my dialect coach back in for another session
so.
Just to tune it.
Yeah, just to hone.
Fine
just
tuning.
A little bit of honing.
Dash of fine tuning.
In my head, she gets both your nipples and just tunes it until you zing. There we go. Oh,
zzz. Pokemon.
That was actually way better.
Gotcha.
Maybe you're much better at Osquelga. Maybe you should speak Osquelga.
Thank you.
Wow, Gurmagath.
Gurmagath.
Gurav Mahagath.
Gurav Mahagath.
Gurav Mahagath.
Gurav Mahagath.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You do just have a great propensity for language. Anyway, M says...
the
summer. Sorry, yes, good. Sorry, M says...
The summer break was really great as it allowed me to not see him.
Woo-hoo.
I spent a lot of time with friends and family and booked tickets to see Helen's tour later this year.
Yay!
I'm only 19 and I think all you really need is friends, family and a bit of trusty hogs. P.S. You're right. Sex does get better after your first relationship.
Yay!
And vitamin D and vitamin C. I don't want you to be missing out on those.
You're only 19. It sounds like she's getting vitamin D. I'm sorry. One in every 10 will be for you.
Hello, welcome to the plugging section. Do not skip! Do not skip it. On March 2nd next year, I will be doing my show one last time at the Earth in Hackney.
Pretty
it's
cool.
A massive venue. It's like 700 seaters. And when you go on the ticket link to buy a ticket, which you must, please, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be doing a split bill with Olga Cox. So she'll be doing an hour. I'll be doing an hour. We're going to design some cocktails. It's going to be the ultimate night out. Please join us. Tickets are available now.
Are you filming?
No. I think it's just like we just wanted to do like a really big fun night.
Love that. That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
We are all coming to Leicester on the 10th of February, so you can see every single hog as a solo stand-up, and you can also see Trusty Hogs live, starting at 12:30 with Helen's show. Then I'm on at 1:30, 2 o'clock at Duffy's. Then Catherine's at 3:30, so you can see us all back-to-back. Then there's a bit of a gap until Trusty Hogs live at 9:45. I'm also doing a work in progress at 8:30, but prioritise those first four because that'll be your big day out.
Yeah.
10th of February, Leicester Comedy Festival.
Hydrate on my
yes,
day.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Catherine. Also, please don't skip this. I know it's promo and it's boring, but here I am. I'm going on tour with a show called Again with Feelings. And my tour is going to be in London Soho Theatre for 2 weeks in March. And then I'm going to Brighton, Aldershot, Edinburgh, Glasgow, York, Newcastle, Norwich, Winchester, Cambridge, Oxford, Bath, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Exeter, Corsham, Bristol, Coventry, Guildford, Portsmouth, Swindon, Dublin, and again in London. In October, I'm doing a big date at Bloomsbury Theatre. My point is, I'm trying my best. I'm coming to lots of places. I'd love to see you there. I think the show's pretty damn good.
And shout out to all the Hampshire girlies. Please go see Catherine in Pompey and in Aldershot, as we call it, and support her. I want her to love Hampshire as much as I do.
And Winchester. Winchester's in Hampshire, isn't it?
I don't count it.
Why am I doing so many dates
Thank
in
you so much.
In Hampshire?
Because it's a gorgeous county.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That reminds me, I was going to do a series of gigs in Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh my, first of all, two things to say. One, Scotland is so dark already. Like, those people need sad lamps.
So have you done those gigs now?
I did the three gigs, yeah.
And how was it?
Great. It was really great.
I've been offered to do it.
I went to Dundee, I went to the Hebrides, and I went to... Yes. No, I didn't go to the Hebrides. Oh my God. I went to the Galashiels, which is at the borders.
Lovely.
Hebrides is way further away. And Edinburgh. And it was gorgeous. And it's so funny because we were going being like, there's nothing really to do in these areas, so everyone will come out. And they didn't necessarily. Ooh. And it's always good to know that people have options. But the people who came were amazing and were like really up for it and very like, we're going to tell all of our friends.
Was it so, just like beautiful scenery as well?
It's stunning. And also like when you are in small towns, people are just like so grateful that you're there. And so like the gays were out and were like, we can't believe we could do this on a Thursday. And you're like, yeah, anytime you like, really.
Scotland is so fucking beautiful. It kills
me. It's stunning. But it's so dark, so it's hard to see much of it. But the other thing to say is, M's story reminded me that on the train, I went on a 4.5 hour train, the Lumo train, and sat down.
Oh, those ones are a nightmare. You can't take much luggage.
Yep. So I sit down and the guy, from what I can tell, like very tall in front of me, is on the phone. He's maybe in my head like 20. Mm-hmm. And from the start of this train journey, he's breaking up with his girlfriend on the phone. Yeah. And I was like, let me take out my headphones. Let me put them away.
Oh,
let
no,
me...
you mustn't. You must just go silent on your headphones and leave
They're
them in. Otherwise, it's obvious.
Noise drowning. Okay. I was okay. Like, I need this, obviously. Melissa was having a terrible time. She was being broken up with by phone. And they basically did this, like, thing where they would go in a loop where he would be like, yeah, I know. No, no one's going to think badly of you. No, no, I know. I won't tell anyone that. No, no, no. No one would ever say that. No, you know our parents don't approve. You know they don't approve. You know they don't approve. You know it. You know we can be friends. It's just going to take time. You know it's going to... We just need to be really boundaried. We just need time to heal. We just need to, like, have some... Okay, yeah. Okay, Melissa. Yeah, thank you so much. I know. I've loved you so much. I know it's going to be okay. I know we'll heal. I know we'll get through this. Maybe again in the future. Maybe again in the future.
Oh, no, don't say maybe again in the future.
I have to go now. Like, but we won't speak for a month. And then they'd settle the date and time. He'd hang up and then Melissa would call 5 minutes later and he would answer the phone. They did this for 2 hours. Now, every woman on this coach...
What about the signal?
Every time he goes in and out of a train, he calls, she calls back. We are
every
going,
tunnel, like, every, I love you, but I'm going to... Yeah.
Every tunnel he waits, we go back. Wait for it, right? So this is happening. Every woman in this train's listening, obviously. There's a waning point where you're like, fuck me. I want to take the phone and be like, Melissa, babe, stop calling. And I want this guy to be like, okay. He has all the language of therapy, but none of the implementation. You know, he's like, let's be boundaried, let's heal. But he keeps...
Jonah Hill.
An hour and 45 minutes in, I'm not joking. An hour and 45 minutes in. And I know this because there was an audible, like, from every woman in this carriage. He goes... Thing is, Melissa, we shouldn't be thinking about the future. We shouldn't be thinking about marriage. We're only 14. I basically get out of my chair. I'm like, what am I? Then, of course, I clock the signs. When he gets up to go to the loo, I realize, like, yes, he's very tall, but he has, like, no facial hair. Yes, he sounds grown, but his entire snack for this 4.5 hour journey was, like, cotton candy and pink popcorn. Genuinely, it was no. Genuinely, he just had like trays of.
It's not working,
like,
out with
sweets.
Melissa because you're gay.
No, he wasn't. But it was like, whoa! It was wild. It was wild. Honestly, every woman, I swear to God, there was like a clattering. People just dropping, shipping, like. Huh? 14. And
the sad thing is, Melissa doesn't even come from a good generational breakup music. Like, our generation, no. Now the breakup music is so empowering. It's like, I don't need him. I'm amazing as I am. Whereas we grew up in like, it's over. I'm naked on the floor. I'll never recover. I'll never be okay. Which is just, I prefer the vibe of like, my heart's been broken. I can't go on. I'll never recover.
I think Melissa has her soundtrack down though, because it was giving Olivia Rodriguez. Like, it was like, I shouldn't call you, but I'm going to call you. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do this. It was messy AF.
Do you prefer that, though, to what we grew up with? With, like, I'll kill myself. I'll fucking do it. I'll do it. I'm done. Like, the good days of heartbreak. I'll never recover. You're the only one I'll ever love. You're it for me.
I'll creep into your house.
I'll drown myself. I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. I loved the noughties breakup music. There was just that, and then Rihanna being like, I know I'm unfaithful, but I can't stop. I'm just crazy. Disturbing.
It's like, you know when you want to give the sounds of some, like, that you're listening to somebody, so you want to participate in the conversation, but you don't want to give any indication that you agree? I'm like, So, Andrew, is there another problem?
You do agree with me, though.
I'll give you one more update, and then we'll do a fresh problem.
How far into the mailbag episode?
About 45 minutes. Yeah.
Have you got a single
problem? It's going well.
No, not a single problem.
We have our own problems today. No, come on. Give me an update.
This is a very positive update from Jay.
Jay.
Whose problem we solved in episode 89.
And you're welcome.
Awesome. The problem was a long-term lesbian couple who hadn't had sex in a long time. We're talking years.
Yeah.
Wait, yes. When did we solve this one?
This is 89, but I swear we had that recently.
No, there was a very similar thing with Sophie Hagen, but this is a different problem. What, can you give us any more details?
Let me have a quick look for it in the
In Sophie's episode was like the touch, like love language sort of thing. Yeah. Someone like
absolutely
loved
obsessed,
it
by the way, that we have a very queer audience and that I'm constantly being like, lesbian bed death isn't a thing. Lesbian bed death doesn't exist, but most of the problems are, what up, we're lesbians and we ain't had no sex in a while. And I'm... I think we're going to have to start looking at the stats on that. But which lesbians who weren't having sex was the question.
So it was partner of 5 years, don't have sex much. To put things simply, we don't click sexually. When we first met, the sex was great, but then after a few months, things got hard. Uh-huh. Different sex drives, no communication. It feels very brutal to rattle through people's problems.
You're choosing a tone that I don't love. But okay, yes, that's horrible.
But this is part of the tone of the podcast, and we love you and we appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
And we hope Natalie Imbruglia is okay. Can someone Google if she's all right?
She's good.
I'm still worrying about her.
No, she's good. Okay, she did like a couple of episodes like judging on one of those panel shows. She's fine. Yeah, she's happy.
I'm so glad.
Eventually.
Did she still have that gorgeous glowing skin?
I'm sure.
She was definitely a sexual awakening for me. Go on, Andrew.
Anyway, it's a very quick and a very positive update.
Oh, great.
We had sex.
Yay!
The advice was genuinely helpful.
Was it the Hope Springs advice? Was that the first time I gave it?
It's one of the three times you've given it.
Okay.
It wasn't Hope Springs, I don't think. But go on.
As much as I knew I had to actually tackle this head on and open up a dialogue, hearing it from you gave me the confidence I needed to just do it.
Yes, Jay. Oh my God, I'm so glad you did it and then you did it. I hope you're still doing it. I'd like another update because one fuck isn't exciting. I want to be I want to know that there was consistent fucking thereafter. Jay, tweet us.
Lovely.
Twitter doesn't exist, does it?
Oh, if you want to stay anonymous, just email us.
Maybe don't.
Just email.
No, tweet me how many times you want. No. All right, fine.
So, and then we got a fresh problem from C.
No more updates?
There are more updates.
I love the updates.
You want another update? Okay, let's
do one more update.
Please. Okay. I just want to make sure. I just worry that they're not okay.
That we're like passing on great advice.
This is an update from E.
Hi. E.
Then her original problem was that she, 34F, found out that her boyfriend, 35M, of 6 years, had a short affair with an ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God, yes!
He cheated on her by sleeping with the ex-girlfriend twice and having flirty messages. When I confronted him, he broke down, got extremely upset, and was very apologetic. Obviously, lots of deliberation about what to do, lots of emotions involved.
This.
We were probably very insightful and caring.
Even remember. So sorry.
Helen, we don't...
Was I here for this?
Yes, but also, like, you don't have to say anything. You could just be like, you don't have to be like, this meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
I remember E, go on.
I remember E.
Don't lie. Just
I don't,
shush.
I'm
just
sorry.
Say,
okay.
How awful.
How awful. Christ. Bad man.
Anyway, there's a lot of questions about whether to get back with him, and also a sort of desire, kept wanting to like get back at him as well. And
yeah, I remember this.
Curbing that desire as well. So the update is, hi Hogs, hope you're both feeling better after your recent illnesses.
Thank you.
This could be from anywhere.
It really could. I was like, I'm currently supporting my back with a cushion and go on.
I'm sniffly.
Helen's nose is very dry,
she's had an awful time of it.
Oh, yeah. I've had an awful time of it.
Firstly, can I just say thanks so much for your help with my problem. It was very cathartic to listen to and I felt like I'd been able to chat about it with friends. I happily joined the Sty, brackets patron, as my way of saying thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh, thank you, welcome. Get in the mud, roll around, girl.
Thank you. I know you like updates to problems, so here's an update. Plus,
we love it.
A new problem.
Oh my God.
You can't just have one problem in life.
Listen, no good deed goes unpunished. Let's go. I'm desperate. I have a theory, but go on.
The update is, I decided to stay with him.
And right. We're getting married.
You'll probably think I'm mad, but I do think he has seen the error in his ways and seems to understand that were it to happen again, there is no next chance.
Yeah.
So far, so good, but I'm obviously
if it's good enough for
cautious.
Beyonce, girl, it's good enough for you.
Yeah.
Indeed. Now, onto the new problem. Well, not new to me, but a new aspect for you to hear. I despise his overbearing mother.
Oh! That is a bit of fun.
Another problem. Okay, go.
His dad is very poorly and it's brought out the worst in his mum. She treats me like her secretary all the time and I could write an essay on her general selfishness. I'm happy to support my partner through his family issues, of which there are many. But how do I stop being walked over by his mum without causing a problem?
I mean, it's the hardest one of all.
I'm torn, right? When one of your parents is sick, it's hard to... And look, they're not your parents. So first of all, like, I think the solution here is going to always obviously be boundaries. Like, I think saying truthfully when you can't do something is a completely reasonable thing to do, and you have to do it because the temptation in most of these cases is going to be to do it, and then she gets used to being able to treat you a certain way, and then that is self-perpetuating, right? So you have to be like, oh gosh, that actually doesn't work for me, or oh goodness, I won't actually be able to make that, or really sorry, but have too much on with work this week to take this on. Mm-hmm. Don't want to agree to it and then let you down.
And you can lie. Like, you don't actually have to be at work to say that I'm working.
You can also not answer the phone. You can not look at your phone for a while. These are all permissible things. But I think I think you also need to be like, what of this is something I need to say, and what of this is stuff he needs to say, because it's his mom and that might be more appropriate in some cases. But I also, just like, other part of me is like, gosh, the scariest thing in the world is the person that you love. Like, her partner, her... I think it's easy to, like, forget that parents are, like, romantically engaged. Yeah. And, like, if one of your parents is sick, it's obviously the worst, in a way, for the person who loves them most and who is planning to, like, age with them and adores them. And, touching a nerve, maybe, for me. So I'll just be quiet.
No. Never to be quiet on that, but I think just like, I think it's a tricky one, but like, you don't have to do everything that someone asks of you. Like, obviously, like, there's
so
just
hard
certain
to remember
things
that.
With family that you just do out of love. And I know it's not your family, but it is your family. It's your chosen family in so many ways. And like, yes, like, attend some of the things. And I mean, it's so hard without specifics of what she's asking for you. If it's that she's expecting you to do their weekly shop and like drop it round, as well as then spend hours like chatting with them, like, it's okay to be like, oh, I'm busy, oh, I can't do that right now, I've got loads on at work. Like, it doesn't have to be just...
I would gladly show you how to do that online and set it up as a recurring thing rather than...
Yeah.
It's really hard though. And I think... But I think you also, so as to get less angry and waste less of your emotional energy, because we've all been there where you're like, great. I think the thing is to really delineate for yourself what is about you and what's about her. So probably the anger comes from like, I'm not your fucking secretary, but actually it's something about you that makes her think that, apart from that maybe you're a people pleaser and kind.
Which are nice things.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be a people pleaser. It's not
it's
negative.
It's probable that she is incredibly panicked, very like, brisk with people and maybe self-centered, and those are about her, not about you. So like, taking a breath and reminding yourself of that before you read her messages might be helpful.
I was watching the latest episode of The Kardashians on Disney Plus.
Of course you were.
Last night. Very late last night. And Chloe and Chris are talking. I think the episode is called Easter in Palm Springs. It's wonderful. And Chloe and Chris are talking.
Remember when Chloe was the cool one?
And don't calm down. And like, Chloe
is
being
calm down.
Calm down, please. She's very cool.
No, she's not. She has an entire business called Chloe CD that's about organization.
I love her.
No. Revenge Body is the grossest premise I've ever heard in my life.
And her sister making gummies.
Like, Chloe CD is...
Yeah, Chloe CD was... But if you watch this episode, you can see that like, a lot of it is her mum making deals and her not being ready to do it. But you have so much sympathy for Chris because you can see this mother and daughter duo who like, there's a lot of love there, but also this miscommunication. And watching it makes you have so much sympathy for the mother. It's like when you're watching Gilmore Girls and you suddenly like switch to being like, oh, poor Emily, instead of like, oh, poor Lorelai's daughter.
I never felt that way.
You never felt bad for Emily?
Nope.
Even when like Richard dies in
the
later episodes. Or the fact that she had to go in.
I can't stand the woman.
Emily Gilmore, when Lorelai got pregnant and just ran away and just left her and wouldn't even let her see the baby.
I really struggled with her.
You know what?
Says a lot about me, I know.
That's mad. I thought I would have been the one that would have
been like, I
know,
I'm the like very minority on that. I really just never could be like, fine. I'm always like, oh, she just drives me fucking mad.
Do you have so much
mad.
Sympathy and love for like
parents,
though?
But we hate in others
though,
what
who...
we see in ourselves. Yeah. And I am Je suis Emily, so probably that's why I hate her.
Oh, see, I think I'm just in a phase of life where I'm just like constantly like feeling super like, oh, this, like, these women that raised us. And, like, you know, like, we talk about this generational trauma, but we forget, we always think about it in terms of, like, what they gave to us. Like, what they ruined for me. But
not what
like,
they received.
What did you grow up in? You grew up in during the Atkins diet, where therapy wasn't even an option.
Babe, we grew up during the Atkins diet.
Not like that. Not when they were in their 20s and 30s. It was something our mums did when we were very little. Like, we had Special K and stuff. It's different.
Yeah.
But, like... the expectations.
I love that you're like, do not school me on diet culture.
School me on diet culture.
The dates are circa blah.
Like, we talk about this like generational trauma, and this has nothing to do with you and your relationship with this like sort of like mother-in-law figure, but like, it's, there's like, I don't know. She's maybe a, I'm just feeling emotional about
no,
it.
No, we're
moment.
Both feeling very emotional. I can really sense it, but I love you. And I think that in this case, this is all boundaries and you can change the dynamic. She will treat you to a degree mm-hmm. how you let her. And you need to hand this problem back to the person whose mother it is, I think.
And also just sometimes you just have to do things you don't like. Or, that's part of it for the person you love.
But if you
their
do
mum's
that,
annoying, you just...
But if you do that, you have to just own that. You can't be like, I'm doing these things even though I don't want to. Either do or don't.
Really? I think you can totally whinge.
No, I think you have to go like, either I'm choosing to do this because I think it's the right thing to do. When it's when your partner's parent is sick,
yeah.
they have family issues. You can't be like, you can either be like, this is my line yeah. and I will not go any further than that. But if you're going to get yourself involved, yeah. you can't be like, I'm going to help, but I also am going to be make you feel awful. Like,
not to the partner. You get a third party to win.
Oh, yeah,
to.
You could. Oh, sorry. Yeah. You so, could like, obviously play the bitch martyr. To a friend.
I'd say play the martyr when no, in doubt. Don't you're play. Irish. Why do you not play the martyr now?
Because families are complicated. They're complicated. You can bitch to a third. Of
yeah,
course
so third
you can.
Part, so do a couple of the things and be like, oh, okay.
Maybe you could see
and
if his ex-girlfriend's free. She'd want to bitch about the mom.
play the whole like, oh no, I'd love to, anything I can do. And then go home to your partner and you'd be like, oh, thank you so much for like helping. No, honestly, it's my pleasure. Like, you're going through such a tough time with your family, blah, blah, blah. And then go to your friends, go for a coffee and be like, fucking hell, fuck yeah. me. Oh, the irritation is exhausting.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good dynamic.
I think
it sounds really healthy
circle.
And good.
Yeah.
That's what we do to each other.
We're not very good at parent problems.
No, we're not. And the second, God, we're actually, you're so right. You basically said, I have this issue. And I went, well, one of my parents is feeling a certain way. And you went, generational trauma.
And my dad had an operation last week. He got a bunion removed. Shout out Michael Bauer.
Did he?
He's left it about 5 years.
Wait,
and like
really...
me and my brother are always like, get the fuck, what the
Wait,
fuck is
that?
Wait,
that's a really intense surgery.
Yeah, he's off his feet for like a month.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
And he's losing his mind because my sister
okay?
knows that he's trapped. So she's calling him like 5 times a day.
Oh, bless
And then
her.
She was like, he was like, I can't handle this. So my brother has gone down to Cornwall today to visit her.
So
and
nice.
They're going to the special needs seal sanctuary, obviously. And bad news at the seal sanctuary.
I still can't get over the fact that it's the seals who are
Ray,
special needs.
Ray, the special needs seal, has been put in his own unreleasable tank away from Yule Log and Marlon.
Who's Yule Log?
Yule Log's one of the special needs seals at the special needs seal sanctuary.
I was going to say, surely they don't call him Ray, the special needs seal.
Ray, Ray is so brain damaged now.
Play that Liam Bruglia's torn.
he keeps running into the walls and the other special needs seals, so he had to go into
oh,
his own
bless
tank.
Him. Oh, God.
So Marianne
bless
and Ted
him.
Are going to go visit Ray, and she's going to get me a magnet. She said.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, but bad news for Ray.
Okay, let's try to have a problem and not escalate to bigger problems. Andrew, you got another one for me?
Yes, let's end on a work self-advocation problem, shall we?
Yes, please.
Yes, and then I would like just maybe one more update because I like to hear people are okay.
Fabulous. Okay, we'll great. End on a positive update. I'll
Thank
find
you.
One.
Okay. The way Andrew said that, I'll find one.
No.
Some way, somehow, I'll find a positive update. Go on.
Most of our updates are pretty
Control
positive.
Control F happy.
Come on, be realistic.
No results.
Control F, doing slightly better, maybe.
Nice. That's nice.
So this is from S.
Hi S.
Dear Hoggies, absolutely love the pod and was so lucky I got to see you both at Helen's first night at the Soho Theatre.
Yay!
Yay!
Catherine wasn't on stage, being very supportive in the audience.
Yeah, and also like I was not drawing myself attention to myself, whereas you...
I waved.
You mentioned me about 4 times and yeah. did my accent.
Yeah, and so, waved.
Yeah, you waved so much.
Nice to wave to friends.
You don't necessarily have to stop the show to wave.
Hello,
to
Hello, Catherine.
Know. Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for coming.
Go on, Andrew.
You so, never wave at me.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just sort of doing my job, I guess.
Yeah, I did the Now show yesterday.
How'd it go?
Honestly, like... I got up to the microphone and I was like, wouldn't it be funny? Because it, obviously it's like a pre-approved, like, satirical news comedy script. Yeah. But I was like, wouldn't it be funny to start with, what's up, cunts? And then I was like, don't say cunts, don't say cunts, don't say cunts. And I get to the microphone, but like, I still got the what's up in my head. So I get up there and I go, what? And the whole crowd is like, and then they all go, and I'm like, and it was just so tense.
I hate when you're laughing at them and they're laughing at you like a question, like, ha ha ha.
And then Katie is one of the producers. She's also a listener. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you for telling me that horrific thing about friends. And she wasn't, I could just like see at the box's lip. She was like, like the one person who actually knows
me. It's an audio
me
medium,
style.
So you just need you to describe what she did rather than do it.
Oh, just like, just look like, okay, baby. Like, oh, like hands waving.
You're going to be okay.
And I was like, yeah, it was good though.
Sounds pretty satirical and political.
I think it's going to be edited.
You're going to be the comedian who did the shortest set ever on the show.
This was a...
Was it?
What up, cunts? And then we had like our photo at the end, and you know, like it's Hugh Dennis and Steve Punch show.
Yeah.
So Hugh Dennis, and I was like, he was talking about the Scouts in the green room, and I was like asking him about how he did at Scouts. And then I thought, they were like, can we all have a picture together? And I was like, oh, let's do the Scouts honour. And I'm like this in the photo, the professional photo, and he's just looking at me like, no. And I'm like,
what?
I'm not going to be asked back.
Well, listen.
Sorry.
You never
I'm
know.
Focused. Mm-hmm. Let's do a... What is it?
A problem. Yeah. From S.
Yes, S. Yes. Back to
hi, S.
I need some advice on how to advocate for myself at work. Today, I saw that a new role in my team has opened up. When I clicked on the external link, I saw the salary and the bottom end of the range was more than I make now. And the top end was double my salary. For context, this role is in the US. My team is mostly there and I'm in the UK. Uh-huh. However, I Googled how much of a difference it is to live cost wise. And there is not as much as the jump. Also, the role is more junior than mine, so it technically should have a lower start. Any advice on how to bring this up at work? Have you had to fight for the pay at gigs you do? Thanks in advance. Can't wait for the Zoom show.
Interesting.
I don't think you need to learn how to advocate for yourself. Everything you just said is a very good argument for a pay.
It's a
increase.
Good argument, but how do you approach it?
You ask for a meeting. I think you either ask for like a work appraisal meeting or a review meeting, or if that's not coming up or if you've just had them, you ask for a meeting and you put in writing everything you want to say in that meeting in advance, because otherwise you don't want to have to be like, this is what happened after the meeting. You want to say, hello, I'd like to have a meeting to review the following things. Yeah. I'd like to discuss my performance, because they can bring some stuff to the table. Maybe there's like, you know, you can say like, is there a reason? Is there anything I'm failing to do that means that this wouldn't be the case?
Yeah.
And then I think you say very simply, I have just seen this job posted in the email. I've seen this job posted. This is a more junior role than I have, yet it pays more and offers more at the lowest scale. I've done the research and looked up the price differential living in the area. It doesn't correspond for the correction or allow for the difference or make sense of the discrepancy. And then you say, you know, one of those three things you could say, probably the last one. I know it took me a minute to get to, but I'm wording the email. I want to be specific. Prank. So then just say, I feel... No, don't say I feel, because feel doesn't feel very business. Maybe just say, I think, I know this to be incredibly unfair, given that my position is, I do my job well, I think, and I, like, this doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Can we have a meeting to talk it through? I would lay it out in an email.
Yeah, I'd say the laying out is really good. Like, have your facts so they can see how, like, unreasonable it is. But I think also, like,
also so they
just,
have an
just word it in a way of like being like, this is so mad. Isn't this fucking mad? Like, make them go like, oh, yeah, this is mad, instead of like accusatory. I think if you go accusatory, people sort of like get defensive thinking up things.
That's
right?
Also why I think you should put it in an email. Yeah. I think if you go in there and just say this has happened, then you get people being like, well, that's not really the same. And let them think about it.
Yeah.
Let them justify it and let them come to you with solutions. Because I think if you go in and they're just, they'll be defensive, you're more likely to get a
good luck. Getting a Michelin star without you, that's all I fucking say.
Yes. But I think it's a completely reasonable concern, a completely valid argument, and a completely outrageous circumstance.
True.
So I think you should absolutely say it and put it in writing. And then after the meeting, put it in writing. And if the meeting doesn't go the way you want it, it's time to go to HR.
Or
that's
move
what they're
to
for.
The US and get this job that's like less skilled work for more money. Where in the US? It might
no,
be Baltimore.
But don't
That'd
you like
fun.
Healthcare?
Healthcare. Yeah. But surely jobs in the US come with healthcare?
Depends on your job. And also you presumably like things like maternity leave, holiday pay. There are some major benefits to working in this industry rather than theirs.
Oh, really?
Good Lord, they're not good to their workers. Yeah.
But don't they get healthcare though if you're working?
You get health insurance sometimes and it'll have multiple caveats.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. And you get 8 weeks maternity leave.
8 weeks?
I think it's 8 weeks.
Well, then what happens to baby?
If you don't go back, they just give your job away.
What happens to baby?
You have to pay somebody to look after it. Oh, the baby's also hired. What did you think I was going to say? The baby puts on its big boy suit and it gets to freaking work.
No, eight
that
weeks,
is the American
eight
dream.
8 weeks and taken away from your parents. You're very little.
Well,
then.
No, they still get to keep the baby. They just have to, to see it in the evening, I guess. Do you know what
Imagine
I'm saying?
Being 8 weeks old and being like mummy and daddy and all like mummy and daddy, they're going
to
be gone.
Way to be inclusive. What we're not being inclusive of is women who are completely valid and going back to work. Go back to work whenever you like.
Yeah, but then...
It just should be a choice.
It should be a choice.
Yeah, I'm just saying, let's keep it to this problem. What did we say last time? We're not going to escalate the problem.
Poor baby.
No, the babies are fine, I think.
I don't know.
The babies are okay.
And they don't have healthcare.
Oh my God.
Because the babies don't have jobs.
I can't with you. Andrew, anymore?
How does the baby get healthcare?
I will kill you. Oh, I wish you well.
Do you have to wait till you're 18?
No. What? No, you're just going to get a family health insurance. I don't provide health insurance in the US, nor do I live there. I don't know the answer to these
happens
questions.
The baby eats a penny.
Why are you feeding it pennies? Also, aren't they cents in America? It'd be wild for them to get foreign currency.
Oh, yeah. How's the baby get?
I
baby's gone to a
I guess it's a travelling baby.
Yeah. Baby's gone to the post
baby's
office.
Baby's on the road. Did we solve the problem? Andrew, you've spaced out.
I was just trying to think how we could end this on a nice note.
Oh.
But I have actually found a very good update.
Let's do that.
Is that what you're doing while we're talking? You're thinking, what's the out for this?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily the out, just the uplifting. Oh, it doesn't have to always be uplifting, I guess. But yeah, I was just trying to think about what our next update should be. We've got loads of updates. And,
go on.
I think there's two here that I'm very excited to get into, but I think we should leave for the extras.
Okay,
so
great.
Check in on the extras for some updates.
Over 100 extra episodes available on patreon.com/trustyhogs.
Yes.
Oh gosh, and we can just do so much so much more when we have Patreon supporters. So thank you so much. Yes. That's why Alex
like
is
break
here.
Our beds again.
Oh no, don't break your bed. I meant more like expand the team and make more clips and I'd be able to provide more live shows.
Oh, yes.
All stay tuned. Go on.
This is a very quick update and a very positive one from a very recent problem.
Yay!
The couple's costume problem.
Oh my God, yes! Oh gosh. We were harsh.
Yes. So they wanted to go as Daphne and Velma.
Yes. Yeah.
They've said, hi, Hogs. Thank you so much for talking.
I've quit the Patreon. Fuck you, man.
Thank you so much for talking about my couple's costume problem.
Anytime.
I was very down about it and I decided to tell my partner not to bother. I'll just go as Daphne anyway because the costume works on its own.
Awesome.
However, we got to the party. We arrived separately and they had dressed as Velma to surprise me.
Oh, my God. It's lesbian magic.
That's so cute. Even my ice cold heart is melted by that. That's really sweet.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they listen to the podcast, so I don't know if I can give you full credit, but I thought you'd like to know anyway.
That's a sitcom.
That's so sweet.
That's like the end of episode 4 in a sitcom. Like, there's been a rift, right?
Yeah.
And then they sort of walk to the costume party. There's their Velma.
Did she like whip off her Velma head and have a different costume underneath? I hope so. That's so sweet.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you.
That was really nice, Andrew. Happy Halloween.
And,
it's too late, but
happy
still.
Happy Guy Fawkes and Halloween end of season to you, Catherine.
Thank you, Helen.
Remember,
it's
the
catchy.
5th of November. That's gone by now, isn't it? 5th of November. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Sunday just gone.
Okay, well, I hope you had a lovely bonfire night and I hope when you saw a Catherine wheel, you thought of Catherine.
Aww. That's nice.
They're burning
But
in
they
hell.
Are bad for dogs.
They are bad for dogs.
Hey, guys, have a great week and join the Patreon to listen to the extra updates.
Yes,
very
and
excited.
For babies to get healthcare. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
No, wait, what?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much to our executive producers. Wow, you guys give so much support and we genuinely couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. While you sip coffee from your executive producer mug, let us say thank you to Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway and Matthew Thomas.
And thank you to our producers as you sip out of your producer mugs, which is also a thing. Don't spill it. If you already have, you have. Thank you to Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchinson, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby
legends.
Wharf. Legends.
All of you,
all legends.
Legends.
Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, that's not two, that's one person, Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G, Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony, Carrie Sooth, we haven't quite figured that one out yet, and Charlie A. Carrie, let us know. God bless. Amen.